The Osage Nation Congress to order. We are beginning our, made it another year, and we are beginning our CJO session. We are on day one. It is September 7th, 2021, and the time is 10:02 a.m. Congressman Big Horse, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Clerk, Madam Speaker. If you bear with me for just a moment, Ndatsu Wakanda, Wakanda Ijinki. Dear God, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you today, dear God, Heavenly Father, thankful for this beautiful weather, dear God, Heavenly Father, that you have bestowed upon us, dear God, Heavenly Father. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we find ourselves still in this disease situation, and we're praying, dear God, Heavenly Father, that you will find an answer for us, as you always do. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we just ask that you look down upon our elders, dear God, Heavenly Father, bless our children, dear God, Heavenly Father, bless the leaders of this nation, dear God, Heavenly Father, all those that are decision makers, dear God, Heavenly Father, that they do the best that they can for our people, dear God, Heavenly Father. And dear God, Heavenly Father, I just ask that you bless our people that are in distress out there, that may be going through flood or fire or many of these other things that are happening in this world, dear God, Heavenly Father. And dear God, Heavenly Father, I just ask that you be with us as we start this session, and be in our hearts and minds, and we ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you very much, Congressman. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Atsia.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Next is the executive message from Principal Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Speaker.
Go ahead, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Speaker Pratt and members of the Congress. This is yet another historic session for the reason you will be tackling, debating, seeking information, making big decisions on the largest budget the Osage Nation has ever had. And the income from various enterprises, federal government, and our programs make up this income, and there are proposed expenditures which you will have to make decisions on, which will affect us not only in this coming fiscal year beginning October 1, but for many years ahead. And just to sum up what the source of this income is, we have in the projected revenue, which the Congress enacted, a revenue of $68,327,405. Now, this is made up or composed of gaming distribution from our gaming enterprise of $58 million beginning October 1 through the rest of the year. That is a tremendous increase from where we were last year at 46 million. Of course, COVID really hit us hard during that previous year, and then we had recovery time this fiscal year on gaming. This will be a good time to note as well that gaming has saved money in case the Delta or other variants of COVID cause a shutdown, as we experienced in 2020. The chief financial officer of the Gaming Enterprise Board and Osage Casinos reported this last month they have in reserve $20 million to face any possible reaction or to these new COVID variants. So the gaming distribution, as I said, for fiscal year, nevertheless, is $58 million. And let's not forget, gaming did give us an extra bonus of $9 million just a few months ago. Our tax commission, still doing their good work, is projected to make just over $2 million. And our various programs, which may charge for work being done, expect to receive over $2 million, and then there's interest. So that's how we get to that number of $68 million. Separate from this, and which is Congress is going to consider for appropriation, are non-tribal funds. Non-tribal funds are projected to be $40,946,930. These tribal funds include $34,800 in federal monies, mostly grants and other types of income related to the federal government, excluding ARPA. Program income for federal programs is also shown at $5,500,000, and there are other activities which lead to the $40,946,000. The ARPA that I just mentioned, as we all know, the second round shows $29,226,525. The Congress, again, and we're fresh off a special session on this subject, will have to grab hold of those issues and determine how they will be spent. The second round is in the bank, and we are again looking forward to making good use of that money. The Congress will also see a $12 million expectation of additional ARPA funds. Now, this is not part of the first round or part of the second round. This is separate because, as many of you have read, I mean, your constituents, other federal programs receive separate American Rescue Plan Act monies. And we have tasked our programs, our grants department, our strategic planning, our Department of Natural Resources, and on, to go seek funding for the Osage Nation from these other programs separately. And so far, and there's more we're applying for, but so far, the expectation has provided me, and now you, is $12,383,633. That is a total, and this is why it's historic, of $150 million, $150,883,563,000 to be exact. And I checked those numbers with our controller that is now in the hands of this Congress on how they should be appropriated. That is a gigantic responsibility. And I don't think you can understand that unless you've sat where you're sitting. Of course, when I was on the Congress, these budgets were much smaller. We had a smaller population, we had smaller programs, and it was hard then. People need to understand this is going to be hard work. And I know most, if not all of you, have already been going through the papers, preparing, but I want to let you know we understand the difficulties, and the administration will support you in this large task, because this is bigger than any of us. We've got to make the right decisions, because we're all going to be held accountable in the future. I would like to talk briefly about the Osage Nation Environmental Services. They won the bid straight up for the environmental survey work that we had on the ranch, and they are coming out really well and going forward, and so there's real activity there. Osage LLC has survived what people didn't think they could survive. They have, with all the naysayers, they pulled it together and just ignored those people and moved forward, and their audit is now complete. This is according to Board Chairman Frank Freeman. And I do know, attending their meetings, that they are not asking for direct capital investment. They only want to have use of the funds they have. The Osage Nation Ranch presently has free and clear over 2,500 head of cattle. That's cattle of the Osage people on the 43,000 acre ranch. And according to Board Chairman Galen Crum, we have now, as we know, 100 head of bison. He says from the Yellowstone National Park, from Brooklyn, from those genetic pools of somewhat more pure bison, if not, well, they are the most pure bison in the country, in the world, actually, I understand. He expects, he says, to double our bison herd in the next 6 weeks. So they are going very well. We have the new feedlot at work. They have a good plan. And I just want to point out that no longer are we seeing these enterprises come to the Congress, come to the chief's office, asking for millions of dollars of additional investment. So hats off to these guys. These are great work that they have done. The gaming is looking forward to more growth, but not here in Oklahoma. We've already committed with work and approval of this Congress, the expansions in Bartlesville and in Pawhuska, but our eyes are clearly on Missouri. We have been working as quietly as possible on those projects, and but it will become more public. I just don't know how much longer we can keep things under the radar. But talking to the attorneys for gaming and the board and staff in October, we might have to really bring more of our program people into those areas to do what we want to do anyway. Tell the people of the United States, this is our homeland, this is our legal recognized homeland. There are treaties in place that we did not fully agree with that drove us out of there, and we want to claim those properties, which means that Dr. Hunter and archaeology, that means our culture department, Addie and her group, that means language department, Van and his group, and all those, our education department with Mary and her group, everyone, and they know this, we've been talking about it, to get up there and really to say this is more than about gaming. But why October? Sooner or later, and it's going to be sooner, we're going to have to convey legal title of property that we've all, gaming has already purchased in a location, and we're looking at another location to make a similar purchase. That's in the name of an entity that gaming had created for this, and it will be conveyed to Osage Nation. And as the demolition on the site occurs and the required remediation, the attorneys and gaming, the Congress, the chief, we're going to have to understand there are reactions that will be made, and our work in Jefferson City, the state capital, must pay dividends to us and for the state of Missouri in amounts and in ways which are yet to be determined. Nothing long-lasting is going to survive without approval of this Congress and without approval of the government of the state of Missouri. This is out of our last recognized reservation area, according to some. I believe our lawyers need to have a broader vision and to see if the principles that the Supreme Court of the United States has laid out in the McGirt case will apply to our jurisdictional holdings in Missouri. I believe that what happened to us in Missouri was terrible. I think we all do. In our trek from Missouri through Kansas to here, we lost 90% of our people. 90%. Those of us that survived have to stick together. As I reminded our staff, our directors, I should say, last week, there's only 23,000 of us so far that we can count. And you take that half of those folks have chosen or determined to be outside of Oklahoma, and then you look at who's left locally and who we can have to work with us here physically. You take away the elders, you take away the children, you take away the disabled, you take away all those people, and you're at 4,000 people or less. There are high schools in Tulsa that have more than that. We have got to realize we are a pretty tight group. Unfortunately, a lot of our people have been lost to us, but I don't think that's forever. I still believe the way to get our people together is land acquisition, a strong recovered language, and maintaining our wonderful culture, which you all participate in and which we have. So please keep that in mind in these gigantic, for us, appropriation tasks that you have. Please keep our language, our culture, and our land in the forefront. It's a difficult, difficult job. I respect that, and we will support you. We will have our differences. I already know about a couple, but we'll work through them. So thank you all for letting me say a few words, and look forward to this session.
Thank you, Chief Standing Bear. Okay, first I want to, next will be the legislative message, and I would like to open up by just saying one thing to the public, that the Congress is pending remediation of our building, and we are not able to meet in our chambers at this time. Therefore, this session will be, for now, unless things change, they will be by electronic means. And so everyone, you know, we've kind of gone through this for over a year now, and just everyone bear with each other in trying to get through this, and you know, a lot of calls dropped and connections and things like that, but we'll get through that. And if anything changes, then I will keep everyone updated on our building status. Also, as we go through, I have been personally experiencing vertigo for a few months now. And I just wanted to state that I've had a dizzy spell last night and early this morning. And therefore, should there be a moment that I cannot keep us moving, then I will send a signal. I think second speaker and I will look for some sort of code word. Years ago, I had a health issue going on. And I remember, I just wanted to tell you this because I remember stating that I didn't feel well at the time, and that if I fell out in the chambers, to not let Benny Palaka take pictures of me. And everyone laughed, but I was totally serious. So I just wanted to go ahead and inform you that in the event that I have a moment, try to keep rolling, but I just wanted to make you aware of that. So if anyone, you know, wonders what's going on, I just wanted to be upfront about that. Okay. I want to thank the budget analyst and second speaker Rivard for all the work that they've done and going over the budgets as they do when they're received from the executive branch. And I agree with Chief that there is a lot of work to do. It's a lot of money we have and in our nation at this time, and communication is key. And when I say communication, not only should we be speaking with one another, we're going to definitely have to have the documents that we require to do our jobs with our oversight responsibility and exactly what our branch is tasked with doing. As Chief mentioned, we are tasked with appropriating these dollars, and therefore we need to receive all that we can and that we request in order to make those big decisions. I know that, you know, the budget template was passed a while back, and the budgets were not received in budget template form. I think they were requested to be resent to the Congress, and there's still a little bit of working through that. The budget analyst and the second speaker, as appropriations chair, requested multiple reports, and some of them have been received and some of them haven't. So as we move forward in our committees, we're going to have to slow down and communicate, and I asked the executive branch to do all that they can to be available and to get us the documents that we request in order to do our jobs. As we know, this is an extremely important time of year. As I said before, we made it another round, and I appreciate all the hard work of everyone over the last year. Everyone's going through a lot personally, physically, and you know, it's just been a lot of decisions to work through. And so I appreciate everyone within the Congress and also on the executive branch side, the employees and all the work that they've done. But we have to, you know, here we are again, it's an extremely important time. So we have to work together to get through this. And we're going to be, you know, making sure that we have all the program plans, because we haven't received all program plans. We will continue to have the discussion in order to meet the information requested via the budget templates. And we would also request, you know, and this is nothing new, but the financials. So we need current financials. We need good information. And it's one thing to, you know, make an effort to send what you can, but we have to have accurate information. And I know that You know, the accounting office, the treasury has been working hard, but there's still a lot of struggles at this time. And so we are just hoping to receive the best information that we can, the most accurate information that we have in order to really make good decisions, because we are hindered in doing our job if we do not receive those things. And so that's what we're, that's going to be the theme and the, what we're going to continue to repeat throughout this time, in order to get all the information that we have, because it's just, it's simply imperative that we receive these documents. We are currently, bear with me one moment, as we received a new, a latest report. The executive branch outlays $48,100,000 with the request of $57,463,598. So at this time, there is a request of $9,363,598 over the budget outlay. And that is the case with the judicial branch, minerals, and the villages. The legislative branch is, there's a difference of $1 under our budget outlay. And so again, big decisions to make. There's going to have to be communication on prioritization. The prioritization is going to have to come from the Congress at this time. If, you know, we don't hear from the executive branch on what their priorities are in order to meet the budget outlays. And so we can get, I'm not sure if this report has been, you know, shared, but I will share this with the executive branch. However, the judicial branch is over $363,554, minerals $1,040,723, and the villages of $205,2020. So there are total requests for tribal funding at this time, $96,342,862. Therefore, there is a lot of work to do, and we will do our best, do our due diligence. But we would, you know, I request from the executive branch full attention to this budgetary session and communicate and collaborate with us to the best of their ability. We have had prior sessions where this has been extremely difficult, and I just ask for full cooperation. because the nation's operating budgets are priority at this time, we will continue to work through those before we address ARPA funding. However, although the budget, the Osage Nation's operating budgets are you know, priority and maintain that position, economic development is extremely important as well, and a priority year after year after year for many, many years now. And so I, thank Chief Standing Bear for the update. And as we continue to move through session, we will be hearing from the boards. You know, we have been attending and communicating with the boards, but we will also request those board updates. But as being the priority, I believe that economic development maintains its position, and diversifying and economic growth for our tribe maintains its position as a priority. And therefore, I will be allowing to address the in the Commerce Committee, the board structure that has been discussed for several months now. There are times that I allow for budgets and legislation outside of the operating budgets for particular reasons. And Congresswoman Shaw has done a good job in keeping us rolling in the Commerce Committee and has done the interim work necessary to get us to this point in communicating with the boards. And we have communicated with Chief Standing Bear and several members of Congress in the Commerce Committee meetings. And therefore, we would like to address the board structure, board legislation at this time, which has been filed in transferring the ranch to the Osage LLC, and discussing board appointments. And so we will be addressing that early on in the session, as it is extremely important. Thank you for the update on Missouri. I'm not quite up on every bit of that lately. We were not allowed to attend the last gaming board meeting by electronic means. Therefore, we did not receive the most recent updates from the gaming enterprise, but we will be having them on. I think they're on the agenda for maybe even tomorrow or Wednesday. Would they be on Thursday? And they will give us an update, hopefully, so that we can all be on the same page as we, walk down the road of entering into Missouri, which has been a long time coming, and there's been a lot of work done on that for many, many years now. But I'm glad to hear that the land has been purchased and that we can continue to move forward with that, because it's been, stalled at times. So I think I just wanted to say, basically reiterate that the need for the communication and receiving the documents that we request, because there's just a lot to, additional multiple positions within the Osage Nation, more positions. And as again, that's something that we've talked about over the last year and a half, as we grow in adding anything. And we were very grateful, all due to unfortunate circumstances, the ARPA money came in, due to and CARES Act money. It was a reaction to an extreme situation in our country. And, while sad, we are certainly grateful for any help in Indian country and particularly for our tribe. So, but with that comes growth of the administration. But that, again, that's what we're here to support, as well as putting our people to work, creating jobs. And so that's just something that we'll have to work through. And we knew that was coming, that there's a lot to discuss, regarding IDC. And so there's just a lot of work, as we know, and this is nothing new to us. We're talking about, again, a lot more dollars, but it's the same thing. And as long as we communicate and work well together, then I know that we'll get through this. So we have committee meetings scheduled for the rest of this week and maybe early into next week, which is one meeting a day that will last for a majority of the day. And that gives us the ability to discuss the information that we need, but it also gives our staff the ability to have the time to work through what they need to, as far as getting the next day's information and documents to us. So we're going to proceed in that manner for this time and see how that goes. And so, we could sit here and talk all day about what we need to do, but I think that we realize what we need to do, and we're going to receive additional updates as we continue to move along. So, thank you for your time, and I believe that that is it at this time. Next, we have reports of select committees. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Thank you, Speaker. The Rules, Ethics, and Engagement Committee met on June 10th. We had a final committee action of due pass with yes votes from Good Fox, Keene, and Big Horse for the following: Rule 4.21, every member shall diligently attend each session day, including the committees to which they are elected in person, or utilize one day authorized for attendance by electronic means. A member must submit a reason for being absent from session in writing at least 24 hours in advance, except in the case of an emergency, to the clerk of Congress and to the committee chair. In the case of committee meetings, the clerk of Congress shall compile a list of members' attendance, including absences at any point for all sessions and committee meetings, and the compiled list shall be a public document. The clerk shall reflect those members who have notified the speaker or committee chair of anticipated absence. Rule 4.23, the chair of a committee shall not preside over the meeting via electronic means, but shall retain the voting rights of a member. As a member, Rule 4.24, members may attend 7 days of session, whether regular or special, per calendar year by electronic means. Members are prohibited from attending sessions or committee meetings as a committee member during session by electronic means after they have exercised their 7 allotted days. Members are prohibited from using the electronic means days of another member. Rule 5.132, Congress committees, subcommittees, or task forces shall not hold meetings at any facility or location that may restrict public access to such a facility. Rule 6.311, the sponsor or a co-sponsor of legislation must attend the appropriate committee meeting where discussion on the sponsor's legislation will occur. The sponsor of legislation must be timely notified by the committee chair that legislation has been placed on a committee agenda. Rule 7.53, strike. Rule 7.53. Rule 7.153, a committee may only take up bills or resolutions for consideration if a quorum of the committee is present. A quorum is a majority of the members of the committee. In order to establish a quorum, committee members shall be present in person or via electronic means. We also met met on August 18th and had a final committee action of due pass with yes votes from Good Fox Keen and Big Horse on the following. Rule 4.4, 1, correspondence received by the clerk from the executive branch, judicial branch, or minerals council shall be disseminated by the clerk to all members of Congress. 2, correspondence received by the clerk from a third party pertaining to any pending bill or resolution shall be disseminated by the clerk to all members of Congress. 3, all other correspondence received by the clerk shall be submitted to the speaker and second speaker, and together with the advice of legislative counsel, they will determine how to address it. 4, correspondence disseminated by individual members shall indicate the views expressed are the members' individual opinion. Thank you. Oh, and Speaker, all of this was sent to the members of Congress after the meeting. Via email.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman, for that report. As stated, the information has been sent out. Just FYI to perhaps look back over those. Rules that have been reported out in the event that someone should make a motion to adopt those rules. Thank you. Next, we are on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 2157, an act to authorize and appropriate $9,029,588 to the permanent fund from the additional gaming enterprise deposit and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress, those listening, I'm reading in ONCA 2187, an act to repeal 15 ONC 17-103, 17-104, and 17-105, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Potts, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading on ONCA 2188, an act to authorize and appropriate $15,492,000 of the American Rescue Plan funds to the executive branch for lost health benefits and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman Keene.
Yeah, thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 21-89, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $250,000 in American Rescue Plan Act funds to the COVID-19 Vaccine Incentive Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. I'd also like to read in ONCA 21-90, an act to establish a revolving fund for COVID-19 vaccination incentive payments and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, Congress. I'd like to read in ONCA 2191, an act to provide an appropriation to the Village Committee funds in the amount of $453,220 and to establish an alternate effective date. I'd like to also read in ONCA 2192, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $1,257,723 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Second Speaker Rebard.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to read in ONCA 21-93, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $2,069,999 and to establish an alternate effective date. If I may continue.
Yes, please.
Thank you. I'd like to read in ONCA 21-94, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $323,000 to the executive branch for the purchase of land commonly known as the Picture Cave, located in Warren County of the state of Missouri, and to establish an alternate effective date. If I can continue, please.
Yes, please. You have several, so just keep going.
Thank you. ONCA 21-95, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $40,842,292 in non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 21-96, an act to provide an appropriation to Tribal Works for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $1,911,282 and to establish an alternate effective date. I'd like to read in ONCA 21-97, an act to authorize the IDC departments to expend monies appropriated through the FY22 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date. Lastly, ONCA 21-98, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $45,479,554 and $5 million in restricted revenue reserved for the Wajaji Health Center and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Speaker.
Okay, thank you, Second Speaker. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'd like to read in ONCA 2199, an act to authorize.
I'm not sure if Congresswoman Goodfox froze up or I did. Can anyone hear me?
Speaker, I can hear you, but I cannot hear Congresswoman Goodfox.
Okay. All right. Make checking. Congresswoman
Goodfox. You couldn't hear me read mine in?
No, ma'am.
Please repeat.
Oh, okay. ONCA 2199, an act to authorize and appropriate $40,000 to the executive branch for fencing around an Osage Nation cemetery and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 21-101, an act to designate the Osage Nation Ranch LLC as a subsidiary limited liability company of Osage LLC pursuant to the Limited Liability Companies Act as the sole member of both entities. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Shaw. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 21-102, an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 to the court-appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnees County as a grant to benefit members of the Osage Nation and the community and to establish an alternate effective date. Madam Speaker, may I continue?
Yes, sir. Please continue through the remainder of your...
Thank you, Madam Speaker. ONCA 21-103, an act to amend 26 ONC section 11-102 to exempt elders and veterans from the Osage Nation lodging tax and to establish an alternate effective date. Also reading ONCA 21-104, an act to authorize and appropriate $180,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation to be administered and distributed as donations and arts matching grants and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 21-105, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act 16 ONC section 3107 to include payment of Medigap Plan F and Part D deductibles and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 21-106, an act to amend 11 ONC section 4102 of the Higher Education Scholarship Fund to increase the amount per credit hour at research universities and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading in ONCA 21-107, an act to authorize and appropriate $10,000 to the Regional Gathering Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Potts. Congressman Tillman.
Speaker, good morning, everyone. I'd like to read in ONCA 21-108, to authorize and appropriate the amount of $250,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation to assist the Native American churches located within the territorial boundaries of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. Congressman Walker.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. Reading in ONCA 21-109, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $2 million to American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to the Capital Asset Fund for a new COVID-compliant judicial building and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman Walker. Second speaker, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to read in ONCA 21-110. An act to appropriate non-tribal funds to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $108,791 and to establish an alternate effective date. And I'd like to read in ONCA 21-111, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $819,554 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, second speaker. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you. ONCA 21-112 is an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $7,930,740 to the executive branch of ARPA funds for the continuation and completion of CARES Act projects and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Woman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCR 2114, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operations for the fiscal year 2022. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Shaw. All right, at this time, I would begin assigning the legislation to committee. I have the legislation assigned to the committees. However, I am unable to locate the particular bills where I'm assigning the sections. So I don't have my sections laid out at this moment because I can't find that copy. And having a moment here and contacting the clerk, between the two of us, we don't have that document before us. Therefore, because we did go over it Friday night, I am going to recess until 11, which gives me a few minutes to locate that document so that I can make sure that all the sections on ONCA 2195 and 98, all the sections are assigned. So please bear with me, and we will recess until 11 a.m. Thank you. Without objection. Thank you.